Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. You know, a lot of times I get the question when people say, you know, how do you use technology with coaching? What's the core objective? I think you have to go back to the core objective of putting things in people's minds, delivering information, content, video, thoughts, quotes, whatever it is, to facilitate the choice to change in the direction that they want or you want or what have you. And let's take somebody who wants to become a future leader, okay? Let's take somebody who wants to become a future leader, and let's just say they're a high D in DISC. They're dominant. They talk over people, they're aggressive, they're assertive, you know, good attributes and certainly some countering attributes. And you know that if this person gets promoted, they really need to develop better relationships as good teammates with their present team so they can be viewed as a viable candidate for a future leadership position. That can be very daunting because you're asking a D, a behavioral tendency to be dominant, to pull back a little bit. So one of the things that we did with somebody who had these traits is to, you know, send them weekly videos, and we would send weekly videos on great teamwork. And you could tell the first 3-4 weeks, this person, she just hated it. Yet we also had her journal every single week observations of people on the team who are really good teammates, things that they specifically did. And so we were training her eye to be conditioned to acknowledge the good things on the team. And then what we had is we had a leader that would only praise her. So the first month, she was angry. She goes, this is dumb. This isn't anything to do with work. Think about that statement. This has nothing to do with work. Getting along with your teammates has nothing to do with work. And so what she saw tactically, she wasn't wrong what she wanted, yet her behavior was really countering what she wanted. And so the leader would say things like, well, you know, when you saw Bob do XYZ, did you praise him publicly? And she'd say, no. He said, well, what if you becomes boss, you know, Bob's boss someday and you did praise him? Would he reject or accept your leadership more? And you could see at about weeks 5 through 8, she started answering questions with tones of, well, he'd probably be more receptive, maybe not entirely. And she put these conditions on it. And so what we did is we would send her a positive video every single week. She had to write down her interpretation of the video. In the first 4 weeks, it was very jaded. Weeks 5 through 8 started to come around. All of a sudden, at about week 10, you could see the acceleration. You could see her laughing with her teammates. We never told her to go laugh with her teammates. We could see her getting along better with her teammates. And so what we did is we used coaching automation, and every week we would send a video and she would journal. Then she would have to journal observations of other people. And then once every 2 weeks, the leader would call her and say, look, I want you to meet with one person on the team. And in the spirit of you becoming a great leader, I want you to find out what their goals are, where they want to take their careers. Because when you know that information, you're going to be in a better position as a first-time leader to build collaboration and cooperation, which I promise you as a leader, you're going to dramatically need. So we tied the teamwork action to this person becoming a leader. But week 10 and on, things started to accelerate. Here's the lesson. We fueled her mind positively. We prompted her through reflection and journaling and observation to see the good things. And then we had her engage with people and tied it to her motivator, her goal of becoming a future leader, which is the WIFT, what's in it for them. And over time, the person started to accelerate their change. Now, does she still exhibit D tendencies? Of course she does. So the fact of the matter is, when you're combining all of these things, be strategic, be in alignment. The objective of coaching is to gain perspective, to give people a choice to change and improve. Doesn't mean fix things. It's not always about bad things. And that will help you if you combine it with AI, you combine it with reflection, good leadership coaching, coaching automation, you can accelerate talent development. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn, and more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.